Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, it is. Don't you just love being on offense? I just love being on offense. My gosh, I had a ton of emails today. One of them was about what I wrote on the Armed American Radio website. I have a little thing called the Daily Devotional. It's just a, you know, it's a little blurb. I write it every day. I've been writing it for quite some time, ever since the webpage has been up. You can go there and read it. And it's essentially, you know, what's going through my head at the time I write it. Whenever I feel like writing at the time I feel like writing. It's just a little blurb about what's happening. Landis wrote in today. He said, your daily devotional on the website today is fabulous. Looking forward to today's show. Keep up the great work. What was he talking about? Well, I don't have a lot of time yesterday, you know. I'm not sure what that is.
Right now it's time to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Not sure where that's coming from. There we go. Hey, we're going to play ourselves again there. Sean, hey, bring your mic live. Where'd that come from? Was that me?
Yeah, that was you.
That was me. How'd that happen? Hey, I like that. I like listening to the show, but not while I'm doing it. Let me go back to the Daily Devotional. The Daily Devotional is really just, it's just a thought. It's like, what's coming up on my head at any given moment at the time I sit and decide to write this thing? Yesterday, I want to say I had a lot of fun with the Ohio State thing. Gun violence, the instantaneous knee-jerk reaction to gun violence. Instantaneous knee-jerk reaction to gun violence, and it wasn't gun violence at all, but that didn't stop certain people, like Toby Hoover from Ohio Coalition to whatever they are. Don't care to publicize them, don't really care. It whacked out anti-gun, rabid anti-gun group, who just, with the help from Yahoo, started hawking using a terrorist attack, what we know to be a terrorist. I don't care what the media won't tell you, by the way. It's a terrorist attack. I don't care what Shep Smith says or who's waiting to make it. I saw a tweet today from some kid who was a victim that said, we all need to sit back and wait and before we pay. No, we don't. We already know what it is. It was an ISIS-inspired Islamic terror attack by a Somali refugee. That's what it was. And you don't have to like that. You don't have to like me for telling you the truth about that. But I mentioned it today on the Daily Devotional. I want you to head over and check it out, armedamericanradio.com. And you can head over there every day and check out all my stuff at the Armed American Radio website page. You never know what you're going to get over there. And you can also make sure to check out all of the previous shows that are up on the archives page. Make sure to do that. But it's been, I sat back and I watched some coverage yesterday, and I've watched more coverage today. And nowhere do I see anybody retracting, for example, Yahoo News, these stories about gun. They continue to push the issue. I saw I believe it was a tweet from, I don't know who it was. It was just some nobody out in Twitter land, but commented relative to a string that I had been involved with, and he was deep into the conversation back down, and you know, I had to dig in to find these tweets, but I was down there deep reading some of these responses and replies and some of the conversations going back and forth. And his tweet was, it doesn't make any difference if a gun wasn't used, if it was a knife. And that has nothing to do with the fact that Ohio's gun laws need fixed. As if somehow these events are connected. Because intellectually dishonest gun grabbers will use any tool at their disposal to tie it back to your right to keep and bear arms. As if the Somali refugee Islamist terrorist inspired by ISIS yesterday on Ohio State University campus had anything to do with your firearms, but it doesn't matter to them. So the reason I point this out to you again today is because I want you to be very, very careful as we play offense now over the next 4 years. And I'm going to be talking with you a little bit in the next segment about Lois Beckett. She's a writer over at Guardian US who wrote two good pieces I want to cover with you. Get to those in just a few minutes. But as we move to the other side of the ball here, or whatever sports analogy you want to use, as I say, that we're going on offense, as we take control for the next 4 years. And make no mistake, we have control. And by having control, we take back the language. But it will be very, very important to you because complacency goes hand in hand with having the ball. You cannot be complacent lest you lose the ball. Oh, we got the ball for 4 years. That doesn't mean anything. You get complacent, don't start pushing for the changes that you want, you're not going to get what you desire. So it's more important than ever that you pay attention to this coverage. When we see something like Ohio State, and you see the enemies of our freedoms use Ohio State to start hawking gun control, you have to step up and you have to call them on it. You have to write the writers. You have to call the stations. You have to send the emails. You have to do the heavy lifting. You must do the heavy lifting here. The heavy lifting doesn't stop simply because you won an election. And the Ohio State terrorist attack, no matter what they want to call it, that's what it is. ISIS-inspired Islamic terror attack on Ohio State by a permanent resident Somali refugee, of which there are tens of thousands in this country. You have to keep your eye on the ball. And Ohio, what happened at Ohio State is a prime example of that. When you see these, you know, I'm going to call them what they are. I called him yesterday, Toby Hoover. Toby Hoover's a liar, flat-out liar. So very critical that you stay on top of this game. I don't know of any other way how to tell you, but you absolutely have to stay on top of the game. And we'll keep you up to date. You can head over to the Daily Devotional. Lots changing now because we're on offense. A lot's going to change. There are going to be a lot of changes on the Armed American Radio website. Some of the things I'll be telling you, the content of the Daily Devotional, which I guess is why I got a lot of email on that. People aren't used to seeing that. Yeah, we go on offense, but I'll phrase it this way. We always did it from a defensive posture because, let's face facts, for the last 8 years, we were on defense. We were constantly being forced by dishonest, intellectually dishonest media from all angles, who were hitting us from the left and driving the agenda from the Every Town for Gun Safeties and everybody but us. They don't listen to you. They don't care that the National Rifle Association is the true organization of safety, teaches millions of Americans true gun safety every year. No. We were playing defense as they were taking the gun safety, which is a gun control confiscatory message, from the enemies of our freedom and the, how can I say this nicely? Those who would take Michael Bloomberg's money. And they would hit us with that agenda. They would hit us from the left continuously. And that's what we were facing, this blitzkrieg of lies coming at us. Well, that's going to change. We were forced into a defensive posture. And no matter how hard I, in the Crossbreed Holster studio chair, or the National Rifle Association, or any gun group, or any of my guests, you know, the amazing guest lineup that we have on this program, Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, John Lott, A.W.R. Hawkins, all of our contributors on Armed American Radio's Monster Weekend broadcast heard in hundreds of cities, authors, columnists, activists, victims. It made no difference. We were still defending ourselves from this just barrage of attacks. That's changed. So you will notice some of those changes. You will notice changes in the topics on this program. I will be able to get back to things that I've wanted to do for quite some time that I have not been able to do over the previous 8 years because something happened that superseded what I wanted to do and required our attention to it. Those days are over. And Toby Hoover and Ohio State was just an example that was handed to us on a platter yesterday, as we watched this unfold, the knee-jerk, instant reaction of gun, 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 being bad, 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 we saw, in fact, was very good, 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 because it was the gun in the hands of a good guy that stopped the Islamic terror attack and no doubt saved countless lives. Right place, right time, right tool in his hands. Now, we'll go farther in days, weeks, months, and years ahead to provide for you facts such as, and in this particular case, the cop was there within 30 seconds, worked great, everything was great. Why? Because the gun was there within 30 seconds, but had the cop not been there in 30 seconds, an armed student or teacher could have been, but not on Ohio State campus. So watch for these changes to unfold as shows progress, as days go by, as we cover stories in a different fashion, as we provide you new things from a position of being on offense. It's going to be a change of pace for both of us, and I can't wait. I can't wait. Been looking forward to this for years. When I come back, I'll cover some couple pieces from Lois Beckett over at Guardian US, and Rob Pincus will be here also to talk about run, hide, and fight. What really does that mean? We'll see you in a second.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too, and that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and welcome back to the program. What I wanted to mention to you relative to the daily devotional that I write on the Armed American Radio webpage was just my comments today, and I'll read them to you. Funny how things work out and how the truth has a way of rearing its head. On the Sunday Monster Show, I opened the program discussing the dishonest media and their tactics. Just a day later, they proved me right again. Ohio State University is attacked by a terrorist. Yeah, that's what a Somali Islamist named Abdul Razak Ali Artan, who drove a car into a crowd and got out swinging a knife in an ISIS-recommended fashion, is called. He's called a terrorist. And the media screams, gun, active shooter. So I get blunt on the website, which I can do. Let me put it in terms even the dopiest among us can understand. The only gun on the scene was used by a good guy to kill an Islamic terrorist who was trying to murder as many people as he could. That didn't stop Toby Hoover, a lunatic leftist gun grabber from Ohio Coalition something or other, from hawking gun control and claiming that Ohio gun shows have no background checks and other such ridiculous nonsense. Nor did it stop that Yahoo News outfit from running the story. Note to Hoover, keep it up. America's on to you and you look like a fool. How's it feel to be playing defense? Now, I want you to contrast that. Toby Hoover and Yahoo, I read you the piece yesterday. I won't go over it today. I paraphrased it for you. But Yahoo was all over the, you know, Ohio gun laws and printing this garbage that you buy guns at gun shows in Ohio without background checks, which is complete, utter, total. It's not fiction. It's a lie. It's nonsense. That's federal law. You buy a gun from a dealer at any gun show anywhere in the country and you get a background check. It's that simple. But I want you to contrast that with a young lady by the name of Lois Beckett over at The Guardian. Been reading her stuff. Guardian U.S., Guardian U.K., very left-wing, very liberal. British, you know, I've been on the BBC a couple times. I've been interviewed up in Scotland and Ireland and a couple of other places. And they just fascinated with America's gun culture. They just don't get it. The elites don't. The people do. Those who lost their gun rights and who remember the day that Brits could defend themselves with a firearm before the lunacy of, you know, let's sell rounded knives. This whole garbage. But there are people who do. It's the elites. It's the media who pushes that political agenda. But real people get it. The response I got from my BBC interviews is wonderful. That's because it's the people listening. That's who you're trying to reach, not the host. But Jeremy was fun. I had fun with him. But she wrote a piece, two pieces, actually. Let me just lay out for you Lois Beckett, who left of center, playing to a left of center audience. But as far as left of center goes, I have to tell you, for the most part, quite fair. As long as you know that going in, you're not going to get a lot of hate-filled rhetoric from her that you do from intellectually dishonest folks who truly hate you and your right to bear arms. She's very fair with my good friend. I spoke with Alan Gottlieb and always been fair to Alan. He's been quoted in a number of her pieces. Now, mind you, I've never met her, never spoken to her. But she wrote a piece back on October 28th titled, What Conservatives Get Right About Guns. And she mentions at the top, in the opening of the column, that she grew up in Connecticut, firmly on one side of the gun culture war. She says that her parents thought it was wrong to even let kids play with toy guns. Now, I lived in Connecticut back in the late 70s. For a while, graduated high school there in 1980 in Simsbury, Connecticut. All right, but I didn't have parents who didn't want me to play with toy guns. In fact, I did plinking and shooting in people's yards in Simsbury, Connecticut. Totally different culture than it is today. Yeah, in Connecticut, believe it or not. But here are the four things she notices that conservatives get right about guns. Number one, banning assault weapons would do almost nothing. She completely flat out acknowledges that. And educates. And she says there's a problem with this popular liberal idea that banning assault weapons would do almost, that would somehow solve crime in America. She, and I quote her, there's a problem with this popular liberal idea. Banning these guns would not do much to save American lives. Only 3.6% of America's gun murders are committed with any kind of rifle, according to the FBI. Now, you know those FBI numbers. We give them to you here. I won't go over them with you here. But she acknowledges that and explains it. And she also mentions it, honestly, with any kind of rifle. And it's important that we point this out. Number two, owning 17 guns really isn't that extreme. How many times on this program have I told you, watch out, they're going to tell you he's got, the killer has an arsenal. Meanwhile, he's got two or three rifles, one or two handguns, and a BB gun, and to the left-wing media, gun grabber, un-American, unpatriotic haters, rights bigots, it's an arsenal. Oh my God, he had 500 rounds of ammo. My wife and I went through 500 rounds of ammo a week ago at the range in less than a half hour. But it's an arsenal. And Lois rightfully points out, to a gun owner, this might sound like a lot. Or to a non-gun owner, this might sound like a lot. But you have to think of guns as tools. A few different rifles for hunting, different kinds of game, plus a shotgun, a handgun or two for self-protection, and some antique guns inherited from your grandfather. It adds up fast. Now, I would add to that, that different tools for different types of carry, different weather, different guns. I've got 26-plus handguns in my safe. I carry a large, sometimes I carry four, five, six of them. I had a little revolver today. Smith & Wesson M&P, 340 Centennial, Crimson Trace grip. Carried it today in a crossbreed outside the waistband. I don't carry it that often, but I also have a 686. I have multiple guns. You know I carry the Glock 17. I also carry the Glock 43. So she's very right about that. Owning 17 guns really isn't that extreme. To the non-gun owner who has their face buried in the Huffington Post and believes there's this white supremacist organization called the alt-right, wherever that came from, who knows? Oh, it came from left-wing reporters. I digress. Then it sounds like an arsenal, because that's what they hear all day long. And we, in fact, know that not to be the case. Number three, she reminds us that only a tiny fraction of America's guns are used in crimes. American civilians own between 265 million and 400 million guns. Now, I gotta, again, hats off to Lois on this, because I've always said the number of guns that Americans own are much higher than what they tell you. I'm going to tell you it's probably north of 400 million. Just little old me has several dozen, and I know people with a whole heck of a lot more than me. Now, that's at least one gun for every American adult, she says. No official national account. But the vast majority of American gun owners and their guns are not involved in violence. And number four, gun crime dropped even as Americans bought more firearms. After the school shooting at Sandy Hook, quoting her again, in 2012, pollsters asked if Americans thought gun crime was increasing or decreasing. 56% said gun crime had gone up over the past two decades. Only 12% knew the truth. And I can promise you, a lot of them listened to this program and the Monster Show 6 days a week. Because if you did, you would know. You would know that gun murders in this country have dropped over 50%. We give you the FBI numbers here on a regular basis. And that's going back to the 1990s. Now, she reminds us that over the same period, Americans bought an estimated 70 million more guns. That number comes from NICS checks, etc., which is the best estimation we have is how many. And as you know, we've had about 19 straight consecutive months. Americans have purchased more guns over the Obama administration. We are armed to the teeth, more so than at any time in our history. That's a fair statement to make. And gun crime is dropping. She gets it. We'll be right back to talk more about it.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us
who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to come back to Lois Beckett's piece. Her second piece, I want to talk to you a little bit, is titled Our Moment to Go on Offense, NRA Makes Big Plans for Trump Presidency. And we'll do that in the next segment, because right now I have Rob Pincus. I apologize, because I was a little bit thrown off there in the first segment of the program today, and for that I do apologize. But don't worry. We'll go back to it as soon as this segment is over. Rob, welcome back to the show, my friend. It's been, what, about a week since you've been here? It hasn't been too long, has it?
No, it hasn't been too long. Got in a little bit before the holidays, and now we're a post-holiday break, and obviously yesterday was a tragic day in my old stomping grounds of Columbus, Ohio, and appreciate you inviting me on the radio today to talk about some of it.
Let's go here. Let's keep the politics out of this. You know, I covered that plenty yesterday, and I mentioned it again today and on my blurb on Armed American Radio. There was no gun involved. The only gun was the gun in the hands of a good guy who stopped a Islamic radical terrorist, what we now know, done in pure ISIS fashion. Having said that, it really doesn't make any difference. When you talk about what the school put out in that tweet, run, hide, fight. Now, there's a couple ways to look at this, Rob, then I'm going to just turn it over to you. Fight with what? All right, there's that avenue. Then there's the whole what from some of the gun guys. And let's get into the meat of this thing. Let's take both sides of this. Go for it.
Yeah, you know, the tweet that went out, first of all, we have to accept, you know, we know that we deal with things in the media and the part of the society we live in that isn't gun educated, where anything that looks remotely like a military gun is going to be called a quote-unquote assault weapon. And this is something that right. We've tried to educate around. We try not to misuse this terminology inside the gun community, even when we're talking with the media that's outside the gun community. And what I've realized now, especially over the last few months, is that we've sort of gotten to that point now with the term active shooter, where the media, the schools, the non-tactically oriented or educated public is going to refer to any spree killing event, any school attack, at least initially as an active shooter event. And we have to just sort of accept that for the moment. We should be educating around it. You know, I've tried to push the concept of the term spree killer since the early days after Sandy Hook. Talk about school attackers, obviously, if we're talking about a college or another campus, a school, a middle school, kindergarten, high school campus. But today, when the tweet comes out that says active shooter, the people on that campus know that that means there's someone perpetrating violence against the people on that campus, whether it's the students, the faculty, the visitors. This is a huge sports tradition at OSU. It could be people just there for the game if it happens on a weekend. So give them that grain of salt. We had a situation out here at CU Boulder in Colorado. I'm out at the Western HQ today. And we had a situation where my wife at a firearms training class, she was taking a class in the aftermath of what she referred to as an active shooter event. It was an event that many people out here in Colorado are familiar with that happened a few months ago, where a machete-wielding individual was attacking people on the campus and was stopped on the campus. But the school referred to it, and even this person months later was still referring to it as a quote-unquote active shooter event. So that terminology is out there. It's going to be the terminology that gets used. And if it's the terminology that gets everyone's attention tomorrow, if something happens on a college campus or in a hospital or in a mall, and it gets them to take the appropriate actions, then I'm all for it. Let's get everybody's attention. If we can educate around, teach people that spree killer is probably a better term, great. But today, let's not worry too much about the terminology. Let's worry about keeping people safe and making people safer. And part of the way we make people safer was the other half of that tweet, run, hide, fight, which we have always referred to as evade, barricade, and respond as appropriate. But run, hide, fight is a lot easier to say, and it's really the stop, drop, and roll of spree killer response.
Rob, we still got you?
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Your cell phone's just kind of cutting in and out a little bit. Here, let me say this real quick. I'll be the one. I understand what you're saying here. I'm going to be the one to take the language back. Okay, that's my job. That's what I do. I'm the one that's going to point out to people that this is not a shooting situation, because this sheds us in a bad light. And it gives the media the opportunity to continue to put themselves on offense when we're on offense. And part of being on offense is taking the language back and using that correct terminology. Now, having said that, that's something that you're right. It's almost like, you know, Coca-Cola spends millions of dollars a year to fight the use of their brand name as a generic name. Let me give you an example. Calling all tissues Kleenex, or calling all, Band-Aids is another good example, or, you know, so that kind of thing. That's a battle I'll fight on this end. But let's take this a step further. Let's get past that. You mentioned that they called it a shooter or a spree killing, whatever they want to call it. Run, hide, fight. Is that narrative going to change, whether it's a shooter or whether it's a knife, when they put that tweet out, or does it not matter?
I think it doesn't matter. I think that's what we're teaching people to do. We're teaching people the appropriate responses to choose from. And that's what's important, I think, in communicating this, is there were a lot of faculty members and a lot of students that came back with, well, what does that mean? So you've told us to run, hide, fight. But back in the old days of lockdown, when the strategy was hide and hope, right, just lock the door and hope that the good guys get there before the bad guys do, that was pretty simple. Nobody had to worry too much about exactly what that meant. Well, now with run, hide, fight, it does matter. Do people run off campus? Do people run to a specific location? Do they run to an area which has been fortified and is going to be easier for them to lock a bad guy out or barricade themselves in? And obviously when it comes to fighting, how are they supposed to fight? And this was the big contention inside the firearms community yesterday as well. The OSU campus is supposed to be a gun-free zone, and here they are telling people to fight. And this is always, you know, my interest in education is, let's remember the bigger picture. And I think what's happening is too many people in gun world are confusing their politics for tactics. Our politics are to expand the opportunity for people to have firearms and expand the knowledge about firearms as a defensive tool and a force for good. But tactics is fighting with whatever you've got, wherever you've got it, however you can. And we can't let our political agenda of expanding firearms rights and firearms awareness get in the way of people who don't have firearms being prepared and empowered to fight for their lives when evil shows up.
All right, now let me stop you right there, and let me push this narrative that where you're going here, and because it's a great point. Students in schools and other universities across the country, fight may mean they have a right to have a firearm on that campus. In Ohio State, it means they don't. And what Rob is saying to you is use whatever tool you have necessary in a situation like that. Some places it might be a gun. Some places it might be a pen, a backpack, and it might be a chair. Rob, am I wrong?
Absolutely. And remember, we're talking about, in some cases, students that are too young to own and have a concealed carry permit. And certainly when we get away from college campuses and we get to elementary schools and high schools, that becomes obvious. So this idea that the advice we should be putting out is get a gun and shoot the bad guy, it's just not applicable for a majority of people that are going to be in the educational setting, whether it's legal or not. Even if it's legal to have a concealed carry permit and take it to the campus, that doesn't mean that the 19-year-old is going to be able to do that, or certainly the
15-year-old
in high school is going to be able to do it.
And I appreciate you separating, and because I've not heard anybody say that, and I really do appreciate that, that people are confusing politics with tactics. I haven't heard anybody but you say that, and I'm glad you brought that up on this program. We're going to use that. I'll probably write about that tomorrow. Very, very important point. That's why the run, hide, fight. Now, you know, it's easy for me to jump all over that run, hide, fight. I said yesterday, with what? That's the political aspect of me talking, because this is another topic that's on the legislative agenda in Ohio. But until that hurdle is crossed, then we've got to deal with what we have, and that's reality. And that is what those kids can use at that point in time. And as we said, it could be anything, any tool. If somebody were to, for example, we saw, Rob, pictures of doors barricaded. If a killer were to come in, you know, through those doors, those kids are going to have to fight with whatever they have necessary. In another state, it might be a 21-year-old with a permit who is able to fire a weapon. In another state, like in Ohio, for the time being, it might be four or five people rushing him, one getting hurt, and the four taking him down and beating the crap out of him. True?
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is important to remember that what's the bottom line of firearms ownership? Is it firearms ownership for the sake of firearms ownership? Of course not, right? We want people to have firearms so they can help us fight evil. We want people to have the education, the mindset, the training, and, of course, that tool to be able to defeat evil whenever and wherever it shows up, to protect ourselves and those we care about, and ultimately our way of life. So if we want to empower and engender that mindset, then we need to teach people that it's okay to fight. We need to empower them to realize that they can fight. And guess what? I'll bet when they turn 21, those kids will start to realize that they're going to be a lot more capable of fighting evil under a much wider set of circumstances if they have a firearm and if they have
training. You bet.
If they were empowered to fight from middle school on and not told you're helpless unless you have a gun, because then they just
Rob Pincus,
helpless.
I've got to stop you there. Excellent advice. Run, fight, hide. Overall, great advice. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Great advice from Rob Pincus, by the way. Super advice from Rob Pincus. You know, I'm gonna use that on a regular basis, and we'll be talking more about this on the Monster broadcast coming up this weekend on Sunday's show, when I have the full 3-hour schedule with you, and we are tuned in on over, we're near 200 radio stations. In many other outlets heard in hundreds of cities across the country. This is going to be a topic for the weekend program. Ohio State, what happened? Not from the media standpoint, which, you know, we've already debunked them. They're done. Toby Hoover saw to that. But from the tactic, I love what Rob said, separating the politics from the tactics. A lot of people get confused. You know, we attacked. We discussed yesterday. I mean, it really wasn't even discussed. I made the comment about Ron Hyde fight. With what? That comment was made under the premise that we don't have the right to carry a concealed firearm on campus yet in Ohio. That's on the legislative agenda, which is what we were talking about. So you separate that with Ron Hyde fight from a tactical standpoint, as we just did with Rob, and you're talking about being barricaded in a room, having information coming at you from a tweet system that may be wrong. Active shooter. But with all due respect, if your kids go to school there, does it matter And if it gets the kids to act and react the way they do, again, that's tactics versus politics. Let me clarify what I said to Rob. This is very important. We must take the language back. It's imperative, and we're going to. Words mean things. My AR-15, or the six or seven of them in my safe, the one behind me here, okay, the two behind me here, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, are not assault rifles. They never have been, and they never will be. They are semi-automatic 223 caliber rifles. That's what they are. They are not assault rifles, and we will work on taking back that language. Yesterday's incident at Ohio State was not an active shooter. Now, what Rob was telling us was that, yeah, that's become part of the lexicon. That's what they say. Just like people will refer to a cola beverage as a Coke, and you'll hear the person say, is Pepsi okay? Coca-Cola Company spends millions of dollars protecting their brands. Johnson & Johnson's Band-Aids. Adhesive strips are not Band-Aids. Band-Aids are Band-Aids. Band-Aids are a brand of adhesive strips. Words mean things. So we will work on changing and taking back the language from the un-American gun grabbers who for too long have stolen it with the help of an anti-gun, un-American media who has attacked your civil rights for far too long. That's what I mean by being on offense. This is the fun part of my, this is the fun part of my job. It's all fun, but it's funner now. While Rob is correct in reacting the way he reacted, I wanted to point out that that will be my responsibility. As a writer, as an activist, as a blogger, as a syndicated talk radio host, as a speaker, to take back the language, because words mean things. And if we allow them to get away with calling that event an active shooter, then we open ourselves up for media stories like we saw from that bogus outfit Yahoo News running around with Toby Hoover's garbage about gun shows and not background checks, hawking gun control on the backs of what was not an active shooter. So that's what we're going to, that's the fun part. That's what we're going to do here. I will not let them get away with that. I will hold them accountable for that. We are 8 years into this now. The narrative changes immediately. It is no longer acceptable to coin my guns assault weapons or weapons of war. To the victors go the spoils. We are taking the language back. Very, very important. I was talking about Lois Beckett over at The Guardian. She's got some great columns. I hope you read them. Because it's a great place to start when you talk about taking the language back. Our moment to go on offense. NRA makes big plans for Trump presidency. This piece was out Monday, yesterday. With Republicans poised to control the White House and Congress, the National Rifle Association sees the chance to attack gun laws at the state and federal levels. Now, she quotes a couple of, you know, Adam Winkler, UCLA professor, constitutional law out there. He's no friend of gun rights. Never has been. He says part of the problem for the NRA is that they've been so successful already that there's not a lot for them to accomplish. Really? There's not a lot for the NRA to accomplish? The NRA has been playing defense for the last 8 years, and for the last 50 years when it comes to the mainstream media. There's a load that needs to be accomplished. And the enemies of freedom, while wounded, aren't out of the fight yet. We'll put them out. We'll put them out with victory after victory after victory. And reporting by Yahoo News and comments by Toby Hoover will help us along. That's why, you know, keep it up. Keep up the rhetoric.
continue to show America that you don't understand why your agenda has been defeated and why all those counties are red. You're just digging yourself a deeper hole. But it plays right into it. It plays right to us. I have no problem telling you that. She goes on to say here, comparing European countries, for example, most of America's laws are already extremely friendly to gun owners, and many states have continued to roll back gun restrictions to make it easier to carry guns in public, including on university campuses. In large part, that's true. Tell that to someone who lives in California with a K. Tell someone who lives in New York in the SAFE Act. Tell someone who lives in her home state of Connecticut. I have many friends in Connecticut who send me emails quite regularly. Kids I went to high school with years ago in Simsbury. Keep up the fight while they live in backwards play. They can't leave. Connecticut's laws continue to go backwards. Massachusetts, no friend to gun owners. New York, no friend to gun owners. And on down the line throughout New England, for the most part, with some few exceptions. Maine, quite gun-friendly. Vermont. Jersey, Maryland, Illinois, and on down the line. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. Part of the problem for the NRA is that they've been so successful already that there's not a lot for them to accomplish. Not a true statement. Where the NRA has to worry, and what Lois references here, is what I've been telling you since the election, and that is complacency. That is a fear. American gun owners sit back and go, whew, boy, we dodged a bullet there. Close their wallets and stop buying guns. Now, I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen. America's gun owners who helped defeat the enemies of freedom are very well aware of what has to happen going forward now that we have the ball. The push for constitutional carry is going to explode across the country. States lining up for it right now already. We'll talk about it tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The show ended too quick. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And we'll be back tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.